We are in Siman Tov Kuf Chav Zayin. We're up to Sif Chav Aleph, and we will be completing the Siman. Sif Chav Aleph. Im Nisker Shlo Irav Kodem Suda Shachris. What happens if you remember before the morning Suda of Yom Tov Sheni that you did not make an Erev Tavshilin? Yivashal Har Bebikter Achas. So make a lot of Yom Tov food on Yom Tov morning. V'yosir L'Shabbos, and eat the leftovers on Shabbos. Hagav Wadin Shiachal Leil Mebod Yom. Similarly, you want a light on in the room for Yontif, so for Shabbos, you're allowed to go into a room on Yontif and use the candle to find something and leave the candle there. The Asharim nafil levashal kamo kederis muter, kiven shekodem achiluhu, hu sheyochlu mikol echad veechad. Some say that you're actually allowed to cook many kederis because it's before your Yontif meal. But dafka, if in each kdeira you're going to have, in each pot you're going to have a different food, and you're supposed to eat every one of them on yontiv itself. What if it turns out that you didn't eat? So the Taz says that it doesn't become usr. Even though you didn't eat from it on yontiv, you can still eat from it on Shabbos. However, the base meir is machmir. And the Mishnah Berurah comes out like him. Sifcha beis. Im nisker b'yontiv rishon shelo irif. If on Yontif Rishon somebody remembers that he didn't make an Erev, so there's a very, very important halacha here. Imu be Yontif Shal Rosh Hashanah yachal Erev al Tanai. Yontif Shal Rosh Hashanah, there's nothing to do because the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are like one. Aval imu be Yontif Shal Golias on Yontif. If you have 2 days of Yontif, the first is the regular, the second is Yontif Sheni yachal Erev b'Tanai. So remember, in the days that they really kept Yontif Sheni because they didn't know which day Yontif was. So one day was Yontif, the other day was Chol. They just didn't know which it was. So now that Chazal made it into a Yontif, because Minig Avaseim B'Yadeim, it couldn't be more Chomer. So you're allowed to say like this, Yochel Arav B'Tanai, Im Hayom Kodesh, if today the first day of Yontif is really Yontif, Ein Sarach La'arav, I don't need an Erev Tavshilin, because the second day then is Chol. So I'm cooking on Chol for Shabbos. Dim Hayom Chol, but if the first day of Yontif is really Chol, and it's the second day that's really Yontif. The Erev Zeh Yelo Shara Lafuil of Shulei Ulam. What you do is you make an Erev Tavshilin now. Because if today is Chol, why can't then today is really Erev Yontif? You know, it's in Yontif Sheni, the first day of Yontif. If it is Yontif, then the second day isn't, so you don't need an Erev Tavshilin. If the first day is Chol, then you can make an Erev Tavshilin on. So make it Altanai. Ulamachrein Tsarach Lomer Klum, Vyesh Omrim, the less they meet the Bashal Masmo Lomahani Tanai. The Tanai will only work if you have something that was already cooked from Erev Yontif. But to go ahead and just say it now on something you cooked on Yontif, that you couldn't do. Now, the halachi is that when you make a Tanai, Pashtus, it's a good Erev Tavshilin, you make a bracha. Rabbi Kiveger brings a day and not to make a bracha, and the reason is simple, because you're having a Tanai there. That means that on the tzad, that the first day is kodesh, you're making that you're not having the erev tavshilin on the second day, so you should not be making a brach. Now, in terms of the halacha with regard to that machlokis, whether or not you need food from erev yontif, the Mishnah Berurah comes out lakula. Sifchav gimel im avar b'mezid o b'shogig u'bishol kama kederis shalol litzarech yontif mutilachlan b'shabbos o b'chol. If someone cooked more than he was supposed to, either b'mezid or b'shogig, the halachi is that he can eat it because we're not choshish that he's just tricking us. But it says to give him a knas so he won't do it again. Sifchav dalid im harem levashal beis kederes l'tzorach hayom v'hoser echaz l'tzorach mochar asol li'ochlon. If someone went and made two kederes, one pot for yontif, one for Shabbos, and he called it for yontif, but he really did it for Shabbos, that's our harama, and we're afraid that everyone's going to learn from him. So what we do is we don't let him eat it till after Shabbos, but after Shabbos he can eat it immediately.